You're recording.
Thank you.
Yeah. I only heard like 10 seconds. Just to keep you in line. Hopefully we'll be able to show and tell afterwards. Maybe if you can see everything. Maybe you can't show everything during the public. See a little bit afterwards exactly what we're talking about. Just a small little example. The Bir Halacha says in Tafresh Nun Vav, just talking about Heder Mitzvah. It says, included in Heder Mitzvah is Mikol Mokhan Be'esher Be'elulav Sheyesh Be'esh Kishat Kishol Shetoli Be'uputa De'Rabu. No? Ah, Shalach and the Kosher, Mikol Mokhan Be'eshler and Zezel Kuli Alman Sarach Lakayim Heder Mitzvah Shlish Likner Es Ach Shalach Es Kola Deh. So that even if there's a lulav which is possible according to one shita, even though we don't possibly make that shita, but included in Heder Mitzvah Shlish means that if you have two lulav, one has a psal, let's say, Lamash on the other. Time we have a psal that if nifrit to me is of the Olin, it's possible. We don't pass like that. That's the Mithithin, that's the Bachon, but the first we have two lulav, one of them is nifrit to me, and one of them is not nifrit to at all. Again, we don't pass the nifrit to me, it's possible, but you have, if he's to spend, you have to be a shlish more to be, to buy the one to be into the other sheet, again, we don't pass like that. So, Agam that maybe not so hard to find a lulav, but to be able to the chiyuv of the dirim, then it's a little harder. They bring that from the Torah says, from the Medrash says, L'kach l'chem b'yem harishin, k'yem harishinu, is it yem harishin? It's the 15th. El harishin la'avim. Why? Because you're busy from Yom Kippur to Sukkot, building Sukkot upon the lulav and Esther. But I say that it takes a decent amount of time to find lulav and Esther. It's not Shani B'Tesi says. Also B'Tesi says, Lulav and Esther, again, Merubam Tishem, V'ein Perchat Sukkot B'lulav Merubam. V'dayin yitasek v'hem v'er v'chad. Because it doesn't take a long to find the lulav and an Esther once at a Bar Kasher. It's not a problem, you can do it on Erev Yom Tov. Some of you happen to get to learning the halachas when you have to learn the halachas and you're learning 30 days before. Once at a Bar Kasher, you don't have to worry about it. They say, mind you, from Rav Asher. Nothing from Rav Asher, I don't know what they say, but they found Esther. He went to the store, he picked up Esther, ah, a Zareid Esther. Such a clean Esther. Everybody came running over to see Rav Asher doing the Esther. They came over and saw, this is a Zareid, it's not so clean. But there was still a great battle. Rain from Mistletoe. So you have your Sada Echad, you can work on every single hither, and there's an inning to be Mahadra and things which are not. There's also a limit, L'Cherva, so making yourself crazy. Speaking about it before, in finding a Dafim, you can spend many, many, many hours just trying to find a Dafim. Pasha is the one that's probably hardest to find, that's not a meaning. Speaking of Dafim, when you're lucky to get a Dafim, but Pasha is the hardest. I call a few mushrooms. Anyhow, I'm gonna go through the halacha from the beginning through the halacha. What's the gay halacha of that? The Rama says in the Talmud, mitzvah min amos from a lulav she ain't olav prudus lagam. Different mitzvah is to take a lulav which ain't olav prudus lagam. However, it's hacheni. You have the preacher brings down that if your lulav is so close that it's not nicker the leaf, it's like a chet, like when it first comes out, it's possible because doesn't have a shame lulav. The Pir Rabbanan brings it down. It says lulav is al shem shem alav leiv. That it has leaves. It's hagam that generally we don't have such a thing that the leaves aren't nicker. But very often what you do find is very common. Is to find a lulav which is like a stick. You see all the leaves. It looks like a regular lulav, but you bend it all the way and none of the leaves move at all. That is very common to find such a thing. And the Pir Rabbanan brings it. So the halacha is that really my plank is in Tafresh Nun Aleph. I'm going to get to Nanuim. What is Nanuim? My plank is in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passes that Nanuim means halacha ve'hidro, hava. Which means going back and forth with your move. Back and forth. You don't have to shake it at all. However, but the Ramah passes that it's kiskus ha'olam. It means that it has to shake. So again, that if you do, you hold your lulav and you do the nanum without shaking it, you are against it, past it. However, some sefer says, Membe says that you need roi in the nanya. Follow roi in the bino, in bino, for example. This is the same thing with the nanum. If you don't have something which is roiling on everybody, it's not. So Agama sees lulavim. If you see the leaf, but if it's not roiling on the nail, then you have a problem. Pasul b'diyeva and you're not yotzir chiv. Kol kam that's not roiling on the nail. You have to be careful. What?
Is it
in the Rabban? I think it's Makhoi Kishin, whether or not Hanum is the flaw. One of the Gemara says, Pasha to be the Bashir of Dal and Tefa. It really clear, but we get to the fourth Tefa. Is what? The question is, what's the Ikar Mitzvah before? What's the Ikar Mitzvah? Is Kinza and the Nu, the Chilik of the Ikar Mitzvah? It's not a Shir. They clear, but again, to the fourth Tefa. It says that you need a three Tefachim for a Lulu. And the fourth Tefa, they don't know anything. Is that fourth Tefa? The right Tefa. Sorry, that's the shadow of the name. Is the Nalu within the right stuff or the Dharma?
You need to be in the Nalu.
You need that to be right
in
the Nalu. Kiss the Tawah, the Ritzel says. The Ramon's quoting the Ramon Ritzel.
Why
do you need a Nalu? They've got harness. Okay, so the leaf to be able to do it, then you need a Shira in the Shira. Today, that the leaf should properly be able to you need the shear in the shadow. You need the tefach of the shadow. And really, you have a problem if your move is like a stick. You have a problem that's not really in the nail, but her pashas will be massive. When you get to the same shash, you have to worry. It came out like a cold period over years back that people aren't watching this. And they tie up their lulu when they tie up their rabbit, it's usually at the bottom. But people are annoyed to put on 3, 5, 12, depending on wherever you're coming from. Other ksharm to be kosher the lulav itself is ksharm. Now you have to be careful that the higher kesher that you put is a tefach below the end of the shajar. The Gemara says you need a tefach for daylan and ayah, but you have to make sure that you have a tefach of the shajar which is not kosher, so that you are able to be made in the olam. The shajar. The Gemara says that you need the fourth tefach has to be the shajar. That the olam is not enough. So a lot of people do this. They're kosher it, as long as they leave Mamash like a thing, they leave the almond at the top open. Because the shedra, we're going to remember the shedra, because the almond. Pass the market with the Yemen.
Why not a coral of beer?
What?
Why not a
coral of beer? It's not really because it's not really kissed the almond anymore. Kokama that you tied it together, you're mocking it. It's not really.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon. The problem is when you kosher it. When you kosher it, it's not right. It becomes not right anymore for your kissed the almond. Also, when you get to the same shash, is the shayla of pera. Pera is a big shayla. When you get what to do with pera, pera is this brown stuff. We don't really have too much on this one. Here's a little bit on the bottom, brown stuff that covers over. Sometimes it covers, however, it covers the entire top and all. So, best we have the same shash. It's calling the same machlokes. The Sechem says it's a svardim like to use. The svardim are mahadir to use a little bit of pera. The Shekhov. It's why the mold that Nanu and me are lachal ravavah. It's just moving back and forth. You don't need to kiss this all. So as long as if the cur is covered the lulu, you're good to go. You don't have to worry that the lulu is going to open. It's also more sense that you need the shedra. The question is, does it be mapping in the air? Kasha says, I think you need the kumi. The more sense that you need the shedra to be a tefra the shedra. The question is if you could be ma'agin. I don't know. I think everyone is in that school. The question is if you have.
Even the
Tzvara?
Why?
Because then
I'm
not
ready
for that. You know, it's like, you don't need a lot of love. It's only a lot of love. The more it is, you need to listen to the last step of the Shekhar.
The
Shekhar. The Shekhar. The Shekhar. I don't know. The Tzvara is going to be tied up for that.
Why is it a
hither? That's a good question. We'll talk about it in a second. There could be other problems. However, so if you're passing like Ashkenazim, then Lecharyish, like Darim Ol Paskin, then Lecharyish have the same, you have to be careful, at least if the whole thing is covered with Keres, to separate the leaves at the side at least, then you should have Kiskatal. Sometimes, however, sometimes you'll leave the top covered with pera, the sides you'll open up, so you'll be able to your chiv nanum like that. Sometimes, just the top is covered with pera. So, al chiv of nanum is not a problem. However, there's a different problem that they clarify. Do you have to be choshish that there's something underneath the skirt that you're painting? So Betham the Maimon Mordechai is ready. First one that says, this is Pashto, you do not have to be choshish that there's something wrong underneath.
Such as what?
So the question nowadays, I think the Rayashim says, to be makbid, Shemazam needs to check his love, he's with Hasul, not take one with Kerr, but if he got one with Kerr, he would check, that maybe, basically two Pashto. There's one, maybe it's going to, there's a hemik underneath. And there's two, maybe it's Nechel Kassim. So, Nechel Kassim is Pashtis, if it's just at the top, then the most Nechel Kassim you could have is just a little bit. The question is, do you have to be Choshish Pashtis? And before, when he gave the hemik, I got that it's a stool, do you have to be Choshish? Is the hemik a mere Hamotri that you have to be Choshish for him? So the Chorah Pashtis, you shouldn't have to worry about next time. So there's no reason to be choshish that it's next time. Totally covered over. How would it be next time? In any which way. But al hemnik, so the third story, we'll see, Bez Hashem, what hemnik is. The big shadow, what exactly hemnik is. How far apart does it have to be to hemnik? The third goes hand in hand. Those that learn that hemnik is mamish only when it goes mamish separate, and saka doesn't mean it's not a mean hamas. But those that are very makbin, that as long as you can see air in between the two top leaves, it's separate a little bit at the top. You can see light in between, possible hemnik. And the current hemnik is not a mean hamas. If you look at this moon, it's mamish a tiny, tiny bit. You have to know if even the leaves are this way. It's very, very common to find that the leaves are a tiny bit separate at the top. Then a few certain trees might possible hemnik. That being the case, then the current you talk about shash with current. So it's been a machlokes for many, many years. The Chazon Ish, Shem Zalman, Stifler did not take one with Kerr that appeal. Reb Chaim Zonfeld, Shem Shmuel Talan, they bring down the Shmuel that Yitaka did take with Kerr. Should you or should you not? The Kerr came down with definitely a certain type of love. I think they say with Derek Lovin that it looks like that most of them do not have him. But with certain love, it could be very complicated. The Kerr, you should have to check it. Now, you have to be very careful when you check it that you don't pass the balloon. First of all, that you don't pass the lulav by splitting open the two leaves, the middle leaf. Second of all, you don't pass the lulav by making a neck down. You probably will not make a hemnik, but you might make a necklace on, you might make a neck down. You have to be extra careful with that you don't pass the lulav. So should you take a lulav that has keren or not, the big machlekes, the chur, the suki, the ashrei, the lulav, pashtus. If you find the lulav that doesn't have keren on it, and that's close to the top, pashtus, you're better off. And you have to be careful, like we said, also the other chashas is that the leaves should be able to be rosin on air, it should be magadet at the top, and it shouldn't be kachet. That's the first tip. The second tip, we have nifetu. Nifetu, there's three pshatim that are brought down, but again, the nifetu that the shochner or mom brings down, it's either nadavu talay acharid, it's nekru lamata, where it's attached to the shedra, or it's discussion of the shenei yochal agma. At some point at the bottom, the leaves got hard, that even if you magged it, you still see air in between. You can't be magged it properly. The shayla is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down already, the bir halacha, or dani. When you get to how much the Ramah brings down the halacha, he says that mekol devarei v'alim, all these psuim, only pasal v'arei v'alim. That as long as it's rove of your leaves are fine and your shedra is covered, you're good to go. However, even if a little bit of your shedra is open, even if it's a miyat of your leaves that are missing, but your shedra is uncovered, it's possible. The shedra is how much of your shedra has to be open for it to become possible. The Bir Halacha brings down from the Berin that it passes even with a meat. You need a sheer lulav to pass. You need a sheer lulav to be covered. That means, four tefachim. It's not enough to have roiv that's covered with meat. Mashenkin, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says mefurish. He says, Machasen is roiv HaShedra. All you need is roiv. The Bir Halacha is busy with why over here do we need, why dafka by lulav? He tells to Tahada. Hadas we see we don't need it. We pass it in Taka, even Rav is enough, as long as Rav is covered. Why is it any different when it gets to Lulav? Why by Lulav does the Goyim say that you need the whole shear? So the truth is, if you look at the Goyim before that, the ice before this going then he brings down, we're going to get to, you need to share the wool. He says that the psul is, if it doesn't, if you have part of the shajar open, uncovered, he says the psul is kini harabarba. That ain resha shal zem, and nila sadi kri shal zem, fasul. What's the psul of kini harabarba? Let the leaves don't cover. He says it's ufta. It's a problem of ufta, it's not a lulav. The way that the Ritva brings it down at the beginning of the parrot. He says ufta is hizashkin lulav, it doesn't have a shin lulav before. So we may like, if you're, in other words, the lulav is something which has leaves. Maybe from a lot of leaves, and it'll come that it doesn't have leaves on it, even at any point, and it's an ufta. Bechor, that's where the grain is coming from, the fasla, even with a meal. The Chazanish says the same thing. He says, "Ein mahakol klal begilu mikzas hashenjer." He holds that ufta, any part of the lulav which is not covered is an ufta. Ufta means it's not a lulav. That means if you have four tefachim and 1 centimeter is uncovered, that means 1 centimeter doesn't have a shein lulav on it. Possibly from the mashma. So, Agam Tzibir Allah declares at the end of the day, Sarachim holds that, it's not sure, but there is Makhdi B'chayish B'chaz, the initial question also, even if there's a meat of the lulav of your shear, which is not covered, L'chur it passes off the Ufta. If it's in the middle, that's a clear, that's really the clear in the bottom, they bring it down from the Kuryakim. The Kuryakim says it depends. It says, if the tool that you have is at the bottom, let's say it's open at the bottom, he's really telling me to get to something else. He's telling me to get to if you have a shear of the right shear of the lulav, but not a right shear, right of the shear of lulav, if right of a fourth part, you're telling me that you don't need the whole dalat vachem. Unless you have a right of a shear of dalat vachem, but you don't have right of a shear of lulav. Your lulav is 7, 6 vachem. So you have 2.5, 3 tefachim, which are covered. So you have rive of a shear of the alef tefachim of the lulav covered, but you don't have rive of the shear of your lulav. Your lulav is 6 tefachim. What's the alef over there? It says it depends. If it's at the bottom, if the word uncovered is at the bottom, so you could just say dal mehalcha. He would just knock it off. If I want to theoretically, I could just cut off the bottom. So dal mehalcha. I'll chop off the bottom 2 tefachim, and I'll have 3 out of 4 tefachim. We're good. Then that one, if it's in the middle, then you can clear. Of course, the same thing. Same clear. Depends on your declare, but however, I'm going to stay over here. If you hold it, it's in the mi'at, then the courage is possible. If you hold it, even the mi'at possible, then even if it's in the middle, the courage is possible by a mi'at. Because at that point, you don't have a lulav. You have 3 tefachim of a lulav, you have no lulav, and then you have another 3 tefachim. Where do you have your lulav? It's all tefachim. You don't have a lulav, it's all tefachim. Pashas, that would be pashas kosher. It's a big hash of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, when it gets to the other, the Mishnah Berurah says that when it gets to Tini Arbazim, and then when it gets to Tzav Becharutza on the Tarshal, they're both 900. The Mishnah Berurah said before, okay, we'll get it to it. Let's get it to it in a minute, we'll see. Achari, you're right. Achari Pashas is not a lulav, a possible Shema. Is anybody on that? What do you mean? Let's say your lulav is 6 tefachim, and the top 4 tefachim are covered. Okay, you can always say dal mehalcha, just cut it off. No, the top or the bottom? If the top 4 tefachim are covered, and the bottom 2 tefachim are uncovered, you can just say dal mehalcha and cut off the bottom 2. If the top 2 are uncovered, then you you just need a share of 4 tefachim. If your lulav is 4 tefachim, as long as the share of 4 tefachim is covered, then you're fine. If you lulav is 6 tefachim, then you need the top 4 tefachim to be covered. The bottom 2 tefachim of the third don't have to be covered. So you don't need the entire lulav, you need a share of a lulav. Your lulav is 20 tefachim, you need 1/5 to be covered. The top 5. How is it negeah to us? What is very negeah is Lamashal, when you're trying to measure a lulav to see if it's 4 tefachim, where do you start counting from? If you look over here, these two leaves, one starts at the bottom, on this side, and one starts another 2-3 centimeters up. So where do you count from? Where do you start counting your 4 tefachim from? Can you count your 4 tefachim from the bottom, or do you have to count your 4 tefachim from only the second leaf? They say, if you're telling me that even a mi'at of a lulav which is not covered possible because it's the ufta, because it doesn't have a shame lulav. So if you're going to start counting from the bottom, all you have is a leaf on one side. On the second side, you have no leaf for the first 2 centimeters. So it's a ufta. Till you get to the second leaf, where the second leaf starts, that you have leaves on both sides, you have an ufta. You can only start counting your four tefachim from the leaf, the second leaf. Sometimes they start at the same spot. The truth is that this one, both of them had the leaves coming on the bottom and it's going off. But often you have it that leaf will start higher up on one side than the other side, and you'll only be able to start counting from the higher leaf, they say. However, just mainly anybody's saying, if you have such a, if you're working with the centimeters, the CCF4 Tvachim, the din of Hinder Mitzvah that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, some Mishnah involved, the Iker din of Hinder Mitzvah is Hinder Mitzvah Shlish. It says when you get to live Esther, that means that if you have Shir Metzumtum, you're supposed to spend more to get a bigger Shir. When Sagam they declare, they bring Machlekes, maybe, whether or not there's a Mitzvah to have a big Lulav. Is there any Mitzvah to have a bigger Lulav? To get a Lulav which is with a Kreislon, you can get an Esther which is 15 kilo, and a Lulav which is 17 kilo. Is there any Mitzvah then? So they bring down from the Magen Avraham says in by Neiris Hanukkah, it says that it's in it to make the Neiris, so not oil. Oil is no intense in its way, it's supposed to make the candles, me having candles to have longer candles. The same way it says they're refined by Lulav and Esther. So they say, from the Magen Avraham it's mashma, it says Mitzvah have a bigger Lulav. However, we know that they all bring down the Torah Yevin and Chagiga says it's no bigger Mitzvah to have a bigger Lulav. Now the thing that it says Ein Lam Shir is it doesn't include lulav. There's no bigger mitzvah than lulav. Pastor says, I don't think there's any machlokes. And the Magen Avraham, when he's saying that there's a mitzvah to have a bigger lulav, a lulav and Esther, it's only halacha that we find that there's a mitzvah, is this mitzvah of suffrage involved, is if you have a shir mitzumtum, it's to have a bigger lulav that you shouldn't have a shir mitzumtum. Lulav is to have an exact shir, that's not a hinder. A hinder is that, you don't make it by the skin of your teeth. The hinder is to have a bigger shir. So Hagam that, okay, if you have if you're stuck and you have a Shir Metzumtum, you have to count from the second leaf, from the Chafkilas. Meikar Adin, maybe Dini Hider, you should get a bigger lulav.
Does it
That's Sif Beis. Sif Gimel is Nechlekat Yemen. Also, probably, maybe the most common thing that people look for this or next time, when they get to a little Nechlekat Yemen. Kuri Yaakov says there's 8 Pshatim in Nechlekat Yemen. There's the Gaidim. That Beit Eitz brings down Beit Eitz from the Talmud, that a lulav ends with 2 tiyamis in, and it's supposed to be attached. Place of Bava Kama says also 2 tiyamis in, that gets split from each other and a little bit of the Shedra. The third pshat is Rashi that Beit Eitz brings down there, that it's also 2 leaves that get split the Shedra, but it mamish looks like 2. Nechlecha ad the Shnei Olam Shalamachim in the Shedra, the next 2 leaves. The fourth pshat is the Rif and the Rambam that say Nechlecha is Roy Nechlecha, the back, the Matayim, the thing which attaches the every leaf, back, split, and Roy Olin of the Lulav. The fifth shot is Orza Ruah, Mashim Rashi, that every Lulav ends with a 1 tiyam. And if it's Nechlecha, that tiyam is still the Shedra plus a little bit, if possible. The sixth shot is the Smak Mashim Rashi, it's also similar. Every lulav ends with 1 tiyam, and if it's nechlecha, that tiyam is to the shedra. It doesn't have to split. That possible. The ram that the Beit Eitz brings down that it possible when that this one leaf that the lulav ends in splits right, and then there's the eighth shot is the one the ram in the ritual to be choishes even for me of the middle leaf that's that if it's split possible. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rif and the Rambam, and you need Rav of Rav at all. The Rambam passing like the Smak B'Shem Rashi, which we do not have in the Rashi, means that the Rechoshish, every Tiamis, the middle leaf, when it's, there's 1 Tiamis on a move, and when that is split down to the Shedra Apostle, and he's Rechoshish for the Ran of the Ritual, the Apostle even the Masher. Now, when does this pass? When does the Soul of Nefer come? Mr. Brewer brings down, we're still in Africa, he says, Zayin Fatal, Hainu Biyan Mishin, Abashar Yom Kasher. We're still in Africa, it's only the first day. He's quoting the Magen Avraham, he's really quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that the all psulim are Fatal al Todar and Fatal al Shiva, except for Nefako, Venizdiko Kehen. Those two Fatal, those are al Tekichatama, the Kichatama only Fatal the first day. Effective Kiva Eger, in that Mechtav. Actually, he says the Kharf and Tesis Mavura that the Psalm of Nakhakat Yim is not a Psalm of the Kikhatam. Tesis says that I would have thought Tesla Khatasman Bay, at the beginning of the parish, he says that Nakhakat Yim is, he says, I would have thought that Nitlo is more harder than Nakhakat. Kamashmala. Vice, if you see that Nitlo, the stern of Nitlo, Kamashmala is what? That it's not harder. You see that the stern of Nitlo is that it's not harder. The Gemara says it's foolish. Nachlamid Beis, that Nechlakat Yemis is not Kamish Nitzlah. Nechlakat is Nitzlah. Same way that Nitzlah is a Psalm of Hadr. Nechlakat is also a Psalm of Hadr. What's the Nachlamidah? Two Nachlamidahs do. First Nachlamidah is, if the Psalm is a Psalm of Zaki Chatam, then Apostle, even the Mashu, you need his brain. You have to look at it very closely to see, Mamash be Ma'ayim to see, does it look like two or does it not look like two? However, the Psalm is only out Hadr, so Hadr is always near Lay 9. You don't have to be Mustafa Bin. It's like an estimate. You look at it from 30 centimeters or whatever it is, it's me. If it's possible, you don't have to be Ma'ayan Hatan. If it's a Psalm of the Kichatam, you have to be Ma'ayan Hatan. The Ran and the Rabbi came first, the Psalm of the Kichatam by law. Figure it out. They caught their by law, it's not a problem. They say Chatzim Neshet, there's no Dilla Kichatam, they say. For some reason, I have not been able to figure out why. I think Rabbeinu Yerucham is Yach, is a Shit Yechidah against every single Rishon that I came out. I don't know any other Rishon that holds that Nechlaka is a son of the Kichatam. For some reason, Magen Avraham goes with that, Mishnah Berurah goes with that, from the Kichatam. The first, when you get Chilek is, do you have to look with his Bainan? Do you have to look at it very closely? Pashas, you never have to look with the magnifying glass. That's learned in the Torah of Malachi Shor. You could be able to look very closely. That's the first half. Second half, we know this. Says the Miki Veger, that if you're saying that it's possible to tell them, coming back and say, it's a possible, it's called Shiva. It's a big half. That's a possible, it's the first thing. What's the nice though? The Chaim of Rokha brings down from our Sham. He says, and if I'm not, you're right, there is such a sad thesis in Mazuri that it is all clever. He says, however, he says, clapping the rest of the day, it's kosher, it's not called. Why? You have a fixed vehicle. So, whether or not we pass like Rabbeinu Yerucham, that it's also the Kichatama, and it only passes the first day, even if you want to pass like this, that it's also other, it's the subject whether or not another pass is possible the rest of the day. It's fixed vehicle. It's fixed vehicle. It's kosher the rest of the day. Lechura, I would say, if it's all fixed vehicle, then it could be a Mokum Mahana. You have a fixed vehicle. You know the cool in Mokum Mahana. But in Cheshbon, I can't figure out why the call is anything even a fixed vehicle. Romano Shah. If you have your Rabbeinu Yerucham, that's also Kichatama, then you have to be Choshish. Then it's the first day. Now when it comes, let's say, to the Ramah says that we should be makbid b'choshu. Maybe the Ramah is talking about when he gets to be makbid b'choshu. When it comes to makbid b'choshu, who she says that? That's the Ritva on the Ran. The Ritva on the Ran holds that Hadar only possible on the first day. So go come and you're going to be makbid for Hadar. And say that we have to be choshish with Nechlakat Yirmis. We choshish Nechlakat Yirmis to pass with the Masha. Now, should we pass it on the rest of the days also? Even if you want to be choshish that it's possible because of Hadar, Hadar, the Shita that holds that Nechlakat Yerim is possible Mashu, that's the Ritva on the Ran, and they hold Hadar only possible on the first day. So there's no Machad Bim Mahadar even to have it, let's say, this year, Mashu, for those that keep one day, the first day is Shabbat. Lachur, maybe there is Machad Bim Mahadar, but Lachur comes out of Cheshvan, that there's no Machad Bim Mahadar to have, that it shouldn't be open to Mashu. Because even if it's open Mashu, first day, even if it's out of Mikhatama, it's only the first day. It's out of Hadar, okay, the Ritva on the Ran is only the first day. The Tesis doesn't hold that Nechlakat Yerim is in B'mashu. It's B'manavshach. You can't hold the shit. Tevis Nachel B'shnei Rosh. Either way, you're going to go be Makar for the Ritz B'nei Ran. Go with your Shita. L'chur is the whole. I don't know. I'm absolutely missing. I don't know. I read so many interactions. What's the chash? What's the chash that's going to open? Between the Ritz and the Ran, they hold that Hodar only passes on the first day. It's not like that the Amos is Hodar. So what do we skip? We're going to pass on a little bit at the beginning. Why? Because maybe it's going to open up more. When is it going to open up more? Today? I was ready to get to my chim today. I'm going to shake it today. So it's going to open up. So I won't be able to shake it tomorrow. But tomorrow I don't have to worry about it. Because tomorrow I don't have a problem with Hodar. Unless we're worried the second day Yom Tov, the Chutzlar, the Ritz and the Ran. Unless they're Choshish, they hold that Shita that holds the Ritz with the 40 to be Choshish. That maybe that should also hold the other passes on the rest of the day. Mikra Adin and Lechara, what do we have? We have the Ramah says that we makbid only if it's Mikra Adin, if it's open right. If it's open to the Shedra, then it's not. So the passes will be right. The Shaila is, what's Ikra Adin? The Mishnah Berurah, they're going, if they pass to be Ikra Adin, as long as it's not open right, you can make a problem. The Chazanish wants the sign of Shas Tzak, Kenzan, even if it's open Kulai till the end, you can make a bracha. Because that's the sheet that we're passing, because it's Mak. Mak means that Tzak is open all the way till the end. To be Mahadar, then it's Mahadar, even if it's a Masha. Now, if you ask Mahadar on the first day, if, let's say a year like this, then you don't have the first day on this, you have to be Mahadar on a Mashu, I don't see a Mak to be Mahadar, but. You could, theoretically you could. They do say that also. To be makbid on, if you go to the kriyas on the first day, to be chayshim and shittas around them, on the rest of the days, you have to be chayshim and shittas around them, you have to be makbid out show also. But the shittas on the Ran, and the Ramban, and the Rizbah say that you have to, the psul of Lachem is all 7 days of the Beit HaMikdash. They say, but it's a type of potassium. I'm not sure if you're going to make the
round
number.
So
the other is Tayshir. Sorry, right. Tayshir doesn't force that. It's because she's saying it's a type of potassium. That's a mark. Is there anybody that says to be marked with such a thing? I think it's pretty accurate. That's a man. But when I get to this Nechwaton, all the places, the Gedalia places, my name, I think most of them, Rabbi Yashiv, Shimon Zalman, Diane Fisher, Ms. Grelli, most of them, it's really Marsham ready before, and it says, if it's only Nechlik a little bit, since the whole Shash is maybe going to open a little bit more, you can put a little bit of glue at the top, that shouldn't open anymore. They all give the same, so the whole Shash is that it's going to open more, so we'll come that you have glue, if you glue it, it's not a problem. It's really, it's my first mission, I think when you get Shrefer and Izak to say, if you're a Medavikin, it works. That it shouldn't open more. The Chur is the same thing as when it gets a Kur. Let's say you have Kur in the middle. Often you have the whole top is not covered with Kur, but in between the top, the two leaves of the Yamis, you have Kur. So is that considered open or is it closed? Is it a Chibur or is it not a Chibur? But even if you say it's not a Chibur, it's not considered that it's closed. But you have something that's preventing it from opening further. So in Chesbid, in Kur, you have the same thing. It works the same way as glue. It's Kilu, you have the Hither of not being open a mashu, because the whole problem of opening a mashu is going to be maybe it's going to open more. So come to the appear in there, it's going to stop from opening more. What's that? No, hither better. No. You're a Makai, then you're a hither. The hither is the one that's not even open a mashu. The whole problem of mashu is only that it's open more. Now, if I had a mashu, it's not open more. It's a ritual, but Mr. Burr brings down a lot. What's that? I don't even see where that Kyle is written down. That's a Torah. Diane Fisher wants to be matched maybe even by Rudd. But, well? That's we have to get up to already when you get to other things. Something which is be'etam possible, can you be mastered again? When it gets to right? Yeah, but we pass them when we're going there. I'm all passing them up until right. Yesh lach, that's the end of the yesh lach. The question is, over there the yesh lach is because maybe it's going to open the road. When you have right, you have that's my problem. Here the chesh is not be'etam possible. But it's a miyat, the difference between a miyat and a rave. A miyat is the only shot that maybe it's going to get rave and then it's going to become buff. How much is not going to become the rave? It's not going to become buff. It's going to get rave, isn't it? us putting glue on, then it shouldn't be a problem about Tesef. They say it's not a problem about Tesef. We'll get up to Bez Hashem and get the other paint of your lulav. It's not a problem about Tesef. You're taking another min. You're taking something else together. Add a little bit of glue. Okay, well, it's possible. Yes. Another thing which is very negiah, this simit, Arman is off, he said. The Ramah brings down a pshat in Talak B'Chadhusa, means that if a lulav does not, the jamis has only one leaf instead of two leaves, every leaf is supposed to be double. If it only has one of them instead of two of them, it's Talak B'Chadhusa, it's possible. Now they clear, what's the din if it has two leaves, but the second leaf doesn't reach the top of the first leaf? It has two leaves, but one's lower than the next. What's the lulav? In the theory. Do you have a problem with Talk about Chalutza? Talk about Chalutza is a psula of is a moon, is about moon. Now does it have to be all the way up? It has to be that it's only one leaf? Or as long as it's right of the leaf, then you're good. Or it's even a mashu. So Talk Chalutza is two pshat. The Ramah says it's one pshat, the Ramah goes with it, and then the day the Talk Chalutza is, if it's the tier is only one leaf, it's possible. It's all Chalutza. That's around the Mishnah. I think it's called by the Mishnah. When you get to one, it's all Chalutza? It's a called by. I know for sure it's a called by. I'm going to be looking it up. The shell is, let's say you're the one of the two leaves. Everyone knows the Tzolik B'Chadhusa is the Baal Mum, Sigmar. Good question, what should I do with Sigmar? That's Sigmar. Sigmar says Tzolik B'Chadhusa, Baal Mum. What's the Tzolik Baal Mum? The Ritz McClaren. Maybe the Tzolik Baal Mum is only a Tzolik other. He clears, Yeshiva. And then come, Tzolik Baal Mum. What's the Tzolik Baal Mum? So how much possible? Is it a psula and how much possible? So they say that in Brit they weren't making such a thing. How the Mishnah was not making such a thing, Chaim said, Chaim Kanevsky said. So Ruyashiv seems to be the one that was Chadish in the Bichoshu such a thing. How much to be marked on? They say that it has to be nicker. In other words, since it's not a psula chaser, you don't have to look at the equation. If it's not chaser, so it's chaser mash. If it's only a stone out of the Balmum, whatever the stone of the Balmum is, in another, it's Balmum, but it's only equal common that it's nicker. How much is considered nicker? A very good question. Somebody, Dalamin al-Hadron, I think he says that he brought a little to Royashev, and he asked him if it's a pal, and he said it wasn't a pal, and he said it was for sure 2 millimeters between, the difference between 2 leaves. I say 2 millimeters, not 2 millimeters. But if you look, 2 millimeters is a decent amount for the gas in this Indian, you'll see, very often, the love the two leaves don't equal up to 10. The 2 millimeters, he knows for sure 2 millimeters is not a problem. I've seen people that said 1 millimeter is not a problem, but if you want to go with that, then he has the mice around, there are 2 millimeters, should not be a problem.
What else in the world
will take the reaction? I can't think of anyone else in the world. There's definitely other places that do all that. I cannot take a poll. However, it is a... What's that? Never been open. Kokama, like this, I'm saying, it's not just a hinder. According to this, it's a psul. Psul is a balmum. You want to know, should you be chayshim for such a thing? It's zichar, I would say this is nichlal. In hinder mitzvah and flesh, we might have a little bit for such a thing. They speak about another thing, which is, if anybody wants to be afterward, this is a great rule. Let's say your two leaves, the two middle leaves, one of them doesn't cover over, it's in width-wise, not in height. In height, towards the top, but in width, it's half the width of the other. So then have to cover all the top. Then have to cover them. The two leaves have to be the exact same way. So most people quote a Shulchan Aruch Haral, that's Medrash and Shulchan Aruch Haral, that as long as it's right, it covers right in the width, it's not a problem. I read the Shulchan Aruch Haral a number of times, and I didn't see it anywhere. I think he's talking about something totally different. He says, V'cheini mitchilas b'yafi lehaya reiv olav kufulun l'shnayin v'reiv arkan areiz l'psum. Fashtas, if you read it, that's what it sounds like he's saying. If you read the entire thing, it seems like Mr. Sunday is talking about something totally different. He's talking about Kfulin, he's not talking about if they're double, he's talking about whether or not they're split. This is all fit. But They say before this Shulchan Haram that the Chayyarish that as long as it's Beroy, Shem Zalman quoted it, there are others that have quoted it, as long as it's Beroy, it's not a problem. I don't really see Shulchan Haram. If it's not there, then I don't know why it should pass in the first place. What's the problem? If it's a tzar, it's called tzarutza, she can be a mashu. If there's no problem, and then even if it's a tiny little bit, not sure where it comes from. And b'chol, when you get the tzolot b'chadutza, on the rest of the day, the Bikur Yaakov says, since it's a shadow of tzolot b'chadutza, it's a true shatan that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, so we mail on the rest of the day, where it's only in the Rambam, it's the Sabbath of the Rambam lives alone. So even if it's possible, if one of the sheep says, you want to be Mubarak on it the rest of the day. The Bikur Yaakov brings down Baron, Bikur Yaakov brings down the Bas. The Bas says that the reason why the Torah brings down all three Shalom is all of them are Mashkin, Tzal B'Chalutza. Bikur Yaakov says, no way, Tzal B'Chalutza can't mean three of them. So this mission says like this, that's when he says, that's the Zayshin. You don't have to be taken to such a time. Not only that, he says that another issue that he says, let's say you have three Lulavim. One has this Tzal B'Chalutza, one has that Tzal, one has that Tzal. Or even if you have two Lulavim. He says you shake them both, you hear them, one of Shalom. According to the Bas, you're not hear them. So according to the Bas, you have to all cool the Mashkin, so it's the Zayshin. So okay, fine, that's the chiddush on the first day. If you want to say that the bechesh for the bach, bechesh for the bach is printed, but on the rest of the day, it's only in the Rabbanim, the Chirra, you say it's the Tzavik the Rabbanim, not to be back. That's when you get to Nesif. The Dal is Nesif, so it's really two dinim over here. First it starts off, Tini Harabarazal, and then for some reason, I don't know why, he puts the third shot of Tzavik Bechadutza, the Sarashom shot of Tzavik Bechadutza. There's one leaf that goes from the bottom to the top. And the Mishnah Berurah says that they both possible, Mishum Halim, Shein Halim. In fact, it's not the Mishnah, what are you talking about? The Pasuk Tini Harabarazel is a problem of Ufta. Because the leaves don't come in the Shedra. And if you want to understand that, even Tzolot B'Chadutz is also a problem of Ufta. It's not covered with leaves, so it's Ufta. Because the Mishnah wants to go, they're both a problem of Ufta. Now, B'chor is Shver Atzai on the Mishnah Berurah and Tani Chazanish. Mishnah Berurah says that beforehand in the Gimel, he says, when you get to Tzolot B'Chadutza, he says, I'm Yifadushi, I respond, V'zeh Balei Chosra Kol Sheva Yom. Abba Ba'ach HaTzach, he says, V'yot HaMistapik Shom. The Ritz of the Mistapik, when you get to Tzolot B'Chadutza, he says, in Rashi Tzolot B'Chadutza, that it only has leaves on one side, that's for sure of Tzolot Kol Zayin. But when you get to the other Tzolot of Tzolot B'Chadutza, maybe that's Tzolot Kol Zayin, maybe it's Tzolot the first day. He's not sure, is it a Baal Mum, or is it a Tzolot in another? When you get to this Tzolot of Tzolot B'Chadutza, Sarshon, he says, Kol Zayin Mishim Shein HaHadim. What happened? Why is it any different than what he said in Gimel? The same Tzolot B'Chadutza. Tzolot B'Chadutza, you have the same topic. Is it a Baal Mum, is it a topic? Shver, what's the Mishim Brewer, where's the Shur is coming from? And when he said the Chazanish says they're both out of Tzolot. What do you mean? Gemara says before, that Tzolot B'Chadutza is a problem of Baal Mum. Baal Mum is Uftam. Baal Mum is not a Lord. Where is he coming from? They say that it's the turn of Ufta, that apostles for Shiva, we said, maybe it's the turn of Baal Mum, which is the turn of Hadam, which is 5.1. What's the Bechashish? So, what's Lamaisa, the Chur on the rest of the day? You have this Bikur Yaakov, like you said before, that it's something there are Baal Mum, they're going to get the son of Bechashish. If you could find such a lulav, I'd be quite impressed if you find a lulav that has only one leaf on both sides, and goes up to the top. But if you find such a lulav, or any of the other Bishop in the son of Bechashish, the Chur on the rest of the day, it's Bikur Yaakov, not like the Bach, you know, Bechashish. The Darabon, so the rest of the day, and it's the topic of Shana and Tzolot B'Chadutza, you'd be able to make a bracha on the company. If anybody wants to see, have a look.